America Weekend, Weekend. Smith Sabatino here, Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino. Our guest is Joey Reynolds in this particular segment. Joey Reynolds was the preeminent disc jockey in America in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you name it. If you ever listened to the radio when you were growing up, like Carl did and I did, you knew the name of Joey Reynolds.
Without question. The man that framed, my father used to say, the man that framed the business. Did you know that, Joe? You framed the business.
Well,
before you answer that question, Roland's going to get this question in before we get out of here. Roland, ask that damn question.
I saw something recently that you sent out to friends and family about a documentary that you are doing, a 90-minute documentary on the efficacy of medical marijuana. What's that all about?
Well, it's all about an hour and a half.
Okay.
It's a 90-minute documentary, and I went to visit my daughter in California, and there she is right now. Let me just kill the phone. I went to visit her in Humboldt County, which is known as the Emerald Triangle, and that's where they've been growing marijuana successfully since the hippies left San Francisco and moved upstate. And my daughter is in her 20s. She's a 20-something, single parent, 19-month-old baby, and she's growing pot. And I said, well, that's nice. You know, I'm 40 years sober and you're growing pot. Hello.
Isn't it illegal in California?
No, it's legal. Oh. It's legal to grow marijuana, medical marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And she is licensed. So that's what you have to have to get it. You have to have a prescription, you know. California's an ideal growing spot. Let me tell you what I learned, and then I'll tell you why I did this thing. First of all, the best marijuana, they say, in the world is in Tibet. But they do have a winter. California, they have four growing seasons or more, and it's closest to the sun, which gives us the best pot. So if you want to grow good marijuana, move to California. Colorado does not grow outdoors, so, you know, get over that one. Washington State has winter, and they have to order from California. So anyway, my daughter is there with this growing industry. And I said to her, I want to do a documentary on this because it's my belief is different than yours, and your behavior is really good. And At first I thought she was a criminal. Now I think of her as being Bill Gates' adopted daughter. You know, she's a classic botanist. So what I did was I took a trip, and I decided to not go down the political path. I could tell you this part because I think it's interesting. When I did the first satellite show in the country in 1977 from Dick and Bert Studios in Hollywood, California, every week, it was the very first satellite broadcast invented by a guy named Jeff Sudikoff from Boston. He figured out how to use the transponders, which was inherently used by the military, and then put public by Jeff because of his brilliance. He was a 20-something at that time, 20-something-year-old kid. And he put the satellite on the map, which came about with NBC and ABC adopting it eventually and giving him a lot of money. But I stayed doing that show for 3 years, and on Sunday night it was Satellite Live. Monday night was Rockline, syndicated too, you know, by satellite to all the radio stations. We hadn't figured out to go direct to consumers yet and have a subscription. We didn't get there yet. But there was no money in it then. There isn't any money in it now, except for a chosen few, as you know. Now, when I did that show, my very first guest was Governor Jerry Brown, and he was the youngest governor in the country. Funny thing about him, because I know that Mr. Smith here has a great political bone in his body, that Mike Curb was 26 years old, and he was the lieutenant governor and a Republican. So you had a Democrat as governor with Jerry Brown, and he lived off campus with Linda Ronstadt, if you remember. Mm. And he had his key to her roller skates. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
No?
Yes, I do. Very well.
But I remember Linda Ronstadt, of course.
Well, Linda and Jerry were an item.
Yeah.
And
his father was the
Edmund Brown, you know, a very famous governor. So anyway, Governor Brown at the time would leave town, and when he'd go on tour with Linda, Mike Kerr was president of MGM Records. He would change the laws. The Republicans would rule. Now, anyway, now I went to Jerry Brown most recently. He was the youngest governor in the state. Now he is the oldest governor in the state of California. So instead of going down the political path, I went down the music path. And I will tell you more about that after we come back.
Good. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
We'll be right back.
With Joey Reynolds, Carl Sabatino, with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
America.
have I done on my bike?
Close call.
Didn't care that I was there. He just cut me off the road and almost killed me the other night. So thank God he looked after me and I was okay. Tried to flirt with a tractor trailer at night. I'm not going to do that again.
Today on American Blinker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now and they throw in a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Pay attention to the bikers.
Oh, I had a guy decide he was in the left-hand lane to go straight, and the last minute decided he wanted to get over in the far right-hand lane in a three-lane highway and didn't care that I was there. He was cutting me off the road and almost killed me the other night. Thank God he looked after me and I was okay, and my friend saw me and everybody's in horror, but I'm still here.
The sight that, sadly, we see once every single day. Be careful near interstate exits.
My word to people out there is pay attention to bikers.
American Biker Minute.
Pay attention to bikers.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the number one reason people don't stick to a budget? Because they're restrictive.
Finance blog Consumerism Commentary suggests you'll have more success when your budget is flexible.
For example, spent less than budgeted in one category?
Put the excess in an online savings account or allow yourself more room to spend in that category in the next month.
Need more in your budget for a one-time event?
Borrow from a category where you'll underspend this month.
If you start to see a pattern of spending beyond your budget in one category,
change your spending or adjust your categories.
Give yourself some flexibility to stick to your budget. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.